The insurrection in the U.S. Capitol on January 6 stunned the nation and the world. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent looks at the role lawmakers in our region have played in this unprecedented moment.
Prominent Republicans here, including Senator Mitt Romney in Utah and Representative Liz Cheney in Wyoming, have condemned President Trump's attempts to overturn a free and fair election. Utah Republican Representative John Curtis also vowed to oppose GOP efforts to challenge electoral votes. He posted a video to Twitter as he was locked down after a mob stormed the Capitol.
It's not who we are. We're better than this. And please, let's use all of our influence to tone this down and get back to reasonable debate.
Other Republican lawmakers also issued pleas to stop the bedlam, including Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis, Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert, and Montana Senator Steve Daines. But those lawmakers also signed on to Trump's efforts to overturn the election, which, according to Thomas Zaitsoff, is what got us here.
They created this narrative and shared set of grievances, and I think today is sort of the culmination of that.
Zaitsoff is a scholar of political violence at American University. He just signed on to an open letter of more than 200 political scientists demanding Trump be removed from office. He says lawmakers like Lummis, Boebert, and Daines are among the architects of
one of the biggest threats to U.S. democracy in this peaceful transfer of power since the Civil War. Like, you have to harken back to the 19th century to see something like this.
These lawmakers, Zaitsoff says, have helped create a dangerous new precedent. They've sent a message to Trump supporters.
They can't win at the ballot box or that elections are rigged.
Zaitsoff stressed that two-thirds of House Republicans openly supported overturning a free and fair election. And that, he says, puts our democracy in a very fragile place. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.